I remember when Dave asked me why it took him so long to get healed, and I told him, well, I don't know, Dave, ask God. When he asked the Lord, Lord, why did it take me so long to get healed? God come back and said, Dave, the reason it took you so long to get healed is because I don't know who you are. Lord, I am your son. I go to church. I tithe. He said, oh, I know. I'm with you everywhere you go. Can you ever get away from God?
No.
Never. He knew everything about Dave. He said, well, then, Lord, why did it take so long for me to get healed? He said, because you and I have no intimacy. He said, you may spend 15 minutes a week with me in the Word, so I don't know who you are, and you don't know me. Isn't that something? And some people never read the Word, never study it, and they never even get in it at all. And then they wonder when they get sick. They come out to a church like this one where they preach healing or where we pray for the sick, and then they wonder why they can't get healed. It's because when they leave here, they go back to watching their television shows. They don't go back to reading God's Word. You got to get in His Word. It's Him. It's His Word that heals you, that sets you free. But He says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health. Look at this. Here again, He's reiterating this. If you'll turn from evil, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. In other words, you'll have strong bones. You'll be healthy, and you'll be able to run and play. Even in your old age, you'll be able to run and play and do great things.
Amen.
Isn't that something? Are these all promises from God?
Amen.
I didn't write this morning before church and say, this will make the people feel good. This is in the book. But if it's in the book, does it mean what it says? Yes, it does. And God means exactly what He said. Now look what He says in verse 9. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Now you have no idea how many people that come to me in the church that are going to church that ask me for money. They can't make it. Thurman, I need some money. Well, I said, what must you think? I got money. Well, you always got money. And that's right, I do. I always have money. And I'll tell you why I have money. Because I've done exactly what that scripture says. I have honored the Lord with all my substance. I have honored Him with the first fruits of all of my income. I started that when I was a young man in the Air Force when I was making $40 a week. And I couldn't make it from payday to payday. Now, I know some of you think, Thurman, it's impossible to live on $40 a week. Well, not 50 years ago. 50 years ago, you could live on $40 a week if you really watched what you were doing. But I still didn't have enough money. I couldn't make it. I'd like a dollar or two a week, maybe $2 or $3 a week, having enough money to make it to the end of the week. Have any of y'all ever lived there? Have you ever been short? But see, at that time, I didn't know anything about these scriptures. All I was raised in church, I didn't know about tithing. I didn't know about blessing the Lord with all of my substance and the first fruits of all of my increase. I didn't understand these principles. So what I was doing, I was putting what I thought I could afford. I was leaning on my own understanding. And I'm thinking, okay, God, when I go to church, I know I'm supposed to give something, so I will give a dollar. And I remember that Sunday, that when they passed the offering plate, and I reached in my pocket, opened it, took out my dollar, and I thought, Lord, I sure could use this other places, but... Okay, so I put it in that offering plate. I give a dollar. And then when the preacher preached that day, he's preaching on these very things. And he says, you know, there's some people here that will enjoy the grace of God. And when the offering plate's passed, they'll put a dollar bill in the offering plate. And I looked up when he said that, and guess where that finger was pointing? Oh, my goodness. I mean, right at me. I slid down in the seat, and I thought, Lord, He seen me put that dollar in. No, He didn't see me put that dollar. But who did see me put that dollar? The Lord did. That's right. So I went home that weekend. I told my wife, I said, you know, I do not have any idea how we're going to do this. But He said that if I would put a tithe in that offering plate, if I would give God 10% of our increase every week, that He said, try me and put me to the test. And see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you cannot contain. I thought, that don't make no sense to me at all. I don't understand how in the world that's possible. I mean, I can't make it on 40, giving one. If I give four, there ain't no way I can make it. It don't make no sense at all. But see, I'm trying to lean on my own understanding. And what did He tell me not to do?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just do what I said. I happen to be the king. I happen to be able to multiply everything. I happen to be able to make your car run further on a gallon of gas than it did before. I happen to be the God that can make your washing machine work 10 years instead of two. You know, I happen to be the God that with me nothing's impossible, and I am in control. So I looked at all that and I thought, wow. So next Sunday, I had my $4 ready when I got there. As soon as the offering plate passed, I just reached in my pocket and throwed my $4 in. I said, Lord, that's it. You said do it. I'm going to do it. Praise God. And let me tell you, that's been a long time ago. And I have never been broke since that day. Never. I have given God my 10%. And of course, over the years, when I found out how this worked, you know, I thought, I'm getting a whole lot smarter. You know, the older I get, I think, gosh, if he could make that work by giving 10%, wonder what he'd do if I give him 12 or 15. Yeah. You know, so I think, Lord, I'm going to start giving you more than that. Well, all of a sudden, my income began to increase. And I thought, wow, Lord, this works so good. How about if I give you 20%, God? And so over the years, I continued to go, and God blessed me. He blessed me with health. Never have to worry about being sick. Don't have to go to a doctor. No surgeries. And you go to your bank account and you think, wow, I paid all the bills. We bought the groceries. You know, I quit buying cars on credit. I don't do that no more. Hadn't done that for a long, long time. I would think, okay, Lord, in 3 years, I'm probably going to need another car. So what I'm going to do, the payments on a car I would want would probably be $100 a month. So I'm going to start putting $100 a month back in a saving and let it draw interest. And so 3 years later, I think, okay, now I got all that money that I've saved with the interest. Now I can take that and I can go down and buy me a car. And then, of course, I would say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have $3,000 or whatever it was, or $3,600 or $5,000, whatever it was. I used to never buy new cars. I said, Lord, I have this much money. I need you to provide me the car for this money that I can pay for, that's in good shape, got good tires, that'll run me a long, long time with no problem. And it would happen. You know, within a few days, he would show me the one, I would find it, and I've done my whole life like that, bought equipment and everything, and he has always given me the desires of my heart. Isn't that amazing? In fact, when we were building this church, I said, Lord, we have been out here cutting and welding all these big beams and welding these things together. Eldon and I done all the welding on all these things, and everybody else done the cutting and the hauling, and so we had lots of work. Dave and we had several guys, four, five, or six guys helping us. One day I said, Lord, those things weigh a lot. I have a backhoe and everything that will raise them up and stand them up here, but I ain't got nothing to put them up there. I need a piece of equipment that can put those up there. I said, Lord, thank you, it's done. Next time I saw this guy right here, Jack, he said, Thurman, how are you going to put them beams up there? I said, I don't know, but God's going to show me somehow. He said, I got a Skytrack. You want to borrow it? I said, what's a Skytrack? I didn't even know what a Skytrack was. He said, yeah, I've got a 35-footer. And he said, man, it's up here in the north of the Metroplex. And all we got to do is go get it. So me and him, we all went up there. We got that thing, brought it down here. And man, I bet Jack left that thing here a year and a half, whatever it was. We almost got it so accustomed to it that we didn't want to give it back to you when you needed it, Jack. But we build this building with that thing. I mean, that, you talk about a blessing. Now, when you pray and ask God for things, what will he do? Instead of me having to pay high dollar money to rent something to do that with, he sent me a man that didn't have need for it right now, and we brought it down and we used it for a year. Of course, Dak didn't charge us a penny. But I'm telling you what, you talk about a blessing. That thing was a blessing. Now that if you pray and seek God and lean not on your own understanding, did he say he would guide your steps? So he provided everything we needed to build this church debt-free. And I'm telling you, it's amazing how little money that you can build a nice building for. You know, it hadn't got some of the fancy things that some of these big Metroplex mega churches have got. But we still see God save and heal a whole lot of people in this place.
Amen.
You know, I mean, he changes people's lives here. And we don't have a debt on this building. You know, we never have had. You know, I had the land here and it was paid for. When I asked the Lord, where am I going to build a church? He said, I give you a piece of land. You know, that sounds like he owns this, doesn't it? He said, I give you a piece of land. He said, I want you to build your church here. I said, Lord, this is way out in the middle of nowhere. He said, don't worry, son. I'll bring them to you. You just build the church. I said, okay, we'll build the building. We can handle that. So we built a building, and we've been here 5 years. This December will be 6 years. And I'm telling you, we have seen our King do some awesome things in this building, have we not? Yes, we have, and He's an awesome God. It only cost us about $100,000 to build it. You know, you can't buy a very big house for $100,000. We built this church for about $100,000, maybe a little over $100,000, but it was very inexpensive. It's just amazing what you can do if you put God first. But everybody wants to be prosperous. I see a young man, his dreams is to make $1 million. He's 40 years old. And guess how many of them make it? Not very many. Very, very rare do you see a young man that's prosperous. If he knows Jesus Christ and he reads the Word and he's a tither, I guarantee God will take him through the trials and tests, but God will bless that boy. He will. Now then, if you're not a tither and you're not in the Word of God, I'm going to guarantee you, you ain't never going to have enough money to meet your needs. It ain't going to happen. You're always going to be broke. You're always going to be needing to borrow money from somebody. And usually that people's not going to let you have it because they know you won't pay it back. Is that the way it is? That's the first lesson my dad told me when I needed to borrow $300 one time. My dad says, well, son, I don't have the money to give it to you, but said, you're 19 years old or 20 years old, whatever I was. He said, go to the bank. He said, the bank knows me. I will sign your note since I'm your dad, but you go over there and tell them what you need that $300 for. But he said, this is the thing. If you borrow $300, whatever they tell you the payments are, you make sure that you make those payments every month on time without fail. Amen. I said, Dad, what if I don't have the money? He said, if you don't have the money, then you don't borrow the money. If you don't think you can make the money, you don't borrow that money. He said, if you have to do away with everything, including eating, to make that payment at the bank, you do it. But he said, you're never going to be late on a payment, because he said, if you do, you're going to build up the way the people's going to look at you and say, well, Thurman, he's not good. Don't loan him no money, because he won't never pay you back. He said, you pay them back. And I said, okay. They loaned me the $300, and he said, okay, we're going to put it for $300 for a year. And so I had to pay whatever it was, $30 a month or something. But that seemed like a lot of money to me when I was 18 years old.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Good Health, Long Life, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.